To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 10th of March, 2022. Got the best technology news. Well, let's just say Apple news. Yeah, peak performance. We'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Yes, indeed. It happened on Wednesday, but we didn't have a Wednesday show, so we'll get you caught up on it right now, just in case you don't know what's going on, and that has to do with Apple's peak performance event. First off, iOS 15.4, yeah, that's coming next week. And if you love baseball, at least watching it on a Friday night, well, that's coming to Apple TV+, at least if you're in the US and Canada. As far as hardware goes, well, there's the new iPad Air with that M1 chip. So a lot of you out there with an iPad Pro are probably going, yeah, wait a minute, this is just as good as ours. Now, granted, it's been a year and a half since its last update, so it was kind of a bit overdue. Even though it looks the same, yes, all the power definitely is underneath. Now with 8 cores of processing on board. Plus, if you got a cellular equipped model, there's 5G for you too. Other hardware we've seen, of course, was the iPhone SE, also with 5G on board, and it actually features Apple's newest A15 CPU. The new iPhone SE, of course, has Touch ID, yes, no facial recognition on this thing, and comes in that 4.7-inch screen form factor. And we should be seeing the thing launch in about 8 days on March 18th. Now, staying with hardware, or basically, shall we say, the chip side of things, the M1 Ultra. Yeah, the new addition to the Silicon lineup of chips is basically two M1 Max chips put together, if you really want to know, and supporting up to 128 gigabytes of RAM. And according to Apple, it's actually 8 times faster than the standard M1 chip. Now, the M1 chip will be available on that Mac Studio, we'll get to that in a second, and I'm sure we'll be seeing it in upcoming Mac Pros as well. Now, speaking of the Mac Studio, yes, the new Mac Mini on steroids. It actually looks about the thickness of 3 Mac Minis, with 4 Thunderbolt ports. Hey, get this, it's even got an SD card slot on the front. Now, Apple obviously is marketing this computer towards professionals that may be lacking some space, hence the sort of Mac Mini design. It does come in 2 flavors, however, with the M1 Max chip. Price starts at $1,999. If you want the new Ultra chip, however, get ready to shell out almost $4,000. And of course, finally, we'll end with things on the 27-inch 5K studio display. Looks like the rumors were true on this one. It does indeed have an iPhone chip inside the thing, and the display can reach up to 600 nits of brightness. It even supports P3 wide color, and of course, will work with macOS True Tone feature. There's also, of course, that built-in 12-megapixel camera to get all that video conferencing you need done. Now, here's the thing you won't believe. It comes with a freaking stand. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to spend extra, although you can. If you need a little height adjustment on there, well, that's an upgrade. And we all know what Apple upgrades cost. In this case, it's an extra $400. Base price, however, though, $1,599. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website located at britishtechnetwork.com is where you find everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Of course, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And you can be a part of the BTN community at our Slack room. It's easy and it's fun to do. Just come on over to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.